I am superstition. A god. A false god who rules by fear. I demand a worship from rich and poor alike, from the weak and from the strong. My victims are many. My slaves are legion. You who scoff and disbelieve, listen to this story.
Slave, your queen Cleopatra, queen of all Egypt, commands it.
Lash him.
Oh.
Lash him until he speaks truthfully. Then throw him to the chuckling crocodiles in the bulrushes. Release the chains.
Oh. I am but a galley slave. I swear I saw Nephtha, the daughter of the priest, with the opal. It was brilliant. It blinded me with colors, red, blue, and orange. That is all.
Lash him! Lash him! You cruel cuss, the galley slave, you knew the man she gave it to. Lash him! Lash him! I must know the one who holds the opal. Lash him!
No, I swear by alms, the dog of Hades, that is not true.
Give me the lash. Now, tell me the truth. Look upon yonder sphinx and swear.
He has swooned.
Throw him in the pit with the hungry tigers. They're howling for him. Begone, all of you.
Rest, my queen.
Oh, Charmian, I am weary unto death. Prepare my bath.
I obey, my queen.
The runners from Rome bring no word of Mark Antony?
No, my beloved queen.
Can he assail me? If Julius Caesar were alive, the opal would be mine. If all Rome had to be disemboweled.
You shall have the opal. Here, let me perfume you. Attar of roses. I shall rub you with scented oil. You shall charm Mark Antony, even as you did Caesar.
Is my body soft and rounded, Charmian? Am I attractive?
Even as a Greek goddess.
Look, below the terrace. That murmur.
A runner has arrived from Rome, my queen. A chariot comes behind him. It is
Mark Antony. By all the gods.
Avaunt, your name. Ho! Announce me to your queen. Mark Antony from Rome.
It is he. He comes. My brave Mark Antony. My all.
My beloved queen, I am here.
Mark, hold me in your arms. Kiss me 1,000 times. My love, you have been long.
I fairly flew here, as fast as horses and chariot could go.
My runner told you of the opal, my desire for its possession.
Your desire is a command to me. I have brought the opal.
Light of my life, I shall prepare a feast.
But wait, I have brought the stone, but the owner is with it.
My sweet, my God, my all. Who is the man?
A Roman senator. Nonius is his name. A wealthy fellow. He waits outside.
Charmian! My desire is fulfilled. The opal is outside. Command the senator from Rome to come here.
I go, my queen.
It has been no small task to bring him here. Your charms must do the rest. Shh. He comes.
Advance. Welcome to my palace.
I kneel to the queen of the Nile and all Egypt.
Arise. The Nile and all Egypt is for the pleasure of the senator from Rome.
Mark Antony hath told me not. Why did you request my presence here?
Regarding the opal, the stone of 1,000,000 fires that you received from Nephtha.
Yes.
Other rulers boast of such a stone, the miracle stone. I must have it.
Pray, I would not part with it.
Come, Nonius, each man his price. Name yours.
The wealth of a whole province shall be yours for the bauble.
I'm superstitious. I fear to part with it. The ancients claim it has miraculous powers.
Give it to me and I shall erect a chapel to you. Here, beside the pyramids. Built of rose marble. Your name sculptured deep on it. In letters of gold and inlay pearl.
Nay, keep the chapel. I keep the opal.
Give it to her, and I will bring great power to you in the forum at Rome.
Nay, I reject your bribe. The opal stays with me.
I shall invoke the gods to curse the stone.
Idle talk. You have no such power.
I shall bring a drought upon your province. Your loved ones will be groveling on the pavements in death's agony if you do not give me the opal.
Oh, you're monstrous. Go on. Wreak your boasted powers. Poison your slaves. Force your men to fight with tigers. Kill off your discarded lovers. But all in vain. The opal stone remains with me.
Enough. I shall ruin you at Rome.
One word more. Retain that opal and great unhappiness will pursue. The longer you hold it, the greater tragedies will stalk you. Its brilliance will attract all and prove their downfall. That is all. Begone!
Superstition! Superstition! I go!
Wait! You go, never to return to Rome. Ere you reach your province, a fleet runner from here will have reached Rome. You will be ordered banished. I now proclaim it. You are exiled forever from friends, from loved ones, from your native land.
The opal is accursed.
Time marches on.
Down through the ages comes the opal, spreading destruction in its wake. Down through the years, till 1933.
This is an auction sale, folks, for the effects of the late unfortunate world traveler, Dr. Hastings. They are offered for sale. Let me see. What shall I offer you first for your spirited bidding? Oh, yes. This famous opal, the stone of fire. What am I bid, folks?
Go on. Bid on it, Louise. That's what you came for.
What am I bid?
I'm afraid. Maybe Henry would object.
How much am I bid? Who'll start it? How much am I bid? How much am I bid?
My blood fairly tingles to have it. Look at it shine. Oh, I must have it. It must be mine.
Then bid for it.
Remember, folks, this is the stone that Queen Cleopatra coveted but never obtained. Who will be the lucky one to get it?
I bid $10,000.
How ridiculous. A mere $10,000 for this priceless jewel. Who'll make it $20,000? Folks, do I hear $20,000?
Well, here goes.
$20,000.
That's more like it. Who'll make it $30,000? Do I hear $30,000?
$30,000.
$30,000. Am I offered $40,000?
Oh, it must be mine. $40,000.
Hold to the little lady over there. $40,000 for the Cleopatra opal.
Time marches on.
Louise bought the opal against the wishes of her husband. His fortune swept away. He appeals to her for financial help.
But Louise, the $40,000 you spent for the opal, please sell it and I can recoup my fortune.
I can't sell it. I won't sell it. It belongs to me and I want it. It fascinates me. Oh, it's my life, Henry.
It must be sold. I need the money. We both need it. If you hold on to it, in 6 months we'll be starving. Sell it, Louise.
I won't.
I'll kill myself if you don't, rather than face my creditors. Do you hear me? I'll kill myself.
Oh, do it if you're so childish. The opal stays with me. To part with it would mean bad luck.
You have chosen between superstition and me. Goodbye.
Time marches on.
Louise still holds the opal. Ill health has dogged her. As a relief from mental strain, she finds solace in drink. Strong drink.
Now, Louise, I'm sorry to see you going from bad to worse. You're drinking too much.
Don't make me laugh. I'm all right.
Yes, all right if you sell the opal. I felt the day you bought it, your luck had changed.
Superstition. The opal has nothing to do with it. Let's have another drink.
Oh, sell it, Louise. See if your luck doesn't turn.
Oh, I couldn't think of selling it. The ancients claimed it has miraculous powers.
Rubbish. Superstition. Sell the opal. Get on your feet. Take your place amongst your friends again.
Give up my darling opal? Never. Give up my friends? Yes. Have a little drink.
Time marches on.
Lower and lower, she sank into the depths of despair and iniquity. She clung to the bright, shining opal. Misfortune clung to her. Was it the opal or the disintegration of Louise herself? She has been arrested. Her crime? the saddest and oldest profession in the world.
Judge, please give me another chance. The police framed me. I'm a respectable woman.
You have a very bad record. By the way, aren't you the famous Louise Madison, the possessor of the Cleopatra opal?
What about my opal? It's mine. They want me to sell it.
And to think that you were rich, powerful friends, respected. What has wrought this change?
Fate. Ask the gods or the ancients. Don't blame it on the opal.
Sell the opal. Get on your feet, or I'll send you to prison as a vagrant.
I will not sell my opal.
The sentence of the court is 6 months on Welfare Island.
Prison. Disgrace. But I still have my opal.
Time marches on.
Louise went to prison, served her time, came out, disgraced and forgotten. Down, down, down into the gutter she landed. When old friends found her, she was dead. In her hand, clutched close to her heart, they found the opal.
I am superstition. You don't believe, do you? Yeah.